This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Scott Tong was telling us earlier about changes to the global economy. You know what's not changing, at least in this American corner of the global economy? The not very up-to-the-technological-minute practice of using checks. Paper checks that you have to fill out and sign and all of that. Katie Robertson wrote a piece for Bloomberg recently called Why Can't Americans Ditch Checks? Katie, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on, Kai.
Who, besides my mom, I guess, is still using checks out there?
You know what? You'd be surprised. There's a lot of Americans still using checks. I mean, we're particularly seeing it in more rural populations. They're still using it for groceries and gas. And Americans actually wrote 38 checks on average last year.
All right. So to the headline of this piece, why can Americans not give up their checks? Are we just stubborn and bullheaded?
I mean, it's a great question because a lot of people think it's the world's, you know, it's the world's biggest economy,
yeah,
and they're kind of stuck in the Stone Ages, whereas other countries have moved on quite a long time ago. If we look at Finland, for example, they stopped issuing checks back in 1993. So this was a long time ago.
They just stopped issuing them. They just don't do them anymore.
Yeah. There's other countries in Europe that followed that path. Netherlands in 2002, Poland in 2006, even Denmark. They stopped issuing checks this year.
Is there an advantage to using checks? I mean, are they safer? Do they just make us feel better?
I think a lot of it is to do with the comfort. Specifically in older generations, there's a lot of fear or unease around using online banking. You know, pressing buttons on Venmo, it seems kind of unsafe. You can't really see your money. It's online.
Yeah.
A lot of people also like to have the check information. It's all written down there on paper. It feels less like it's going to be hacked.
One of the things you point out in this piece is that we in the States versus almost all the other countries, we have a tremendously fractured banking system. We got, you know, 10,000 depository institutions. It's not like the Fed can just put out an edict that says no more checks.
That's one of the big problems is the highly fragmented banking system. The central bank here, the Federal Reserve, they don't have the power to mandate a change in payment types. They can't say we're turning off checks now, that's it. The Fed, actually, they're quite aware that checks decline isn't hastening perhaps as quickly as they expected it to. So they actually put together a task force in 2015 to investigate faster payments.
Mm-hmm.
They just came out with their report and they want to see a faster payments platform with real-time secure payments by 2020. But of course, this is a recommendation. It's not something that they can mandate.
Yeah, but it's also one of those where, and this is going to sound terrible, but you have to wait for the check users to age out of this economy, if you take my meaning, right? And for people who are used to electronic payments and Venmo and all that to become the majority.
That's it. I mean, a lot of places I know, I talked to several banks, and they were basically saying that checks are here for as long as they need to be here. They're not going away anytime soon.
What about you? When was the last time you wrote a check?
I mean, so I was interested in this. I moved to the U.S. nearly 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm from Australia, had never written a check, had never seen a checkbook.
Wow.
That just wasn't done. It wasn't a thing. So I came to the U.S. and was told at my first apartment that I had to get a checking account, had to physically get a checkbook, which to me was a throwback to the 80s, and had to Google how to write a check. I spoke to a lot of expats in the U.S. and they all had similar experiences. It's just such a throwback.
Katie Robertson writing in Bloomberg on why Americans cannot ditch their checks. Katie, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me.